Hey guys, it's Jason Yee here, and I wanted to share this meditation that I really do every morning, and it's really helped get better results for myself and my life, and for my clients as well. And so I wanted to share this with you publicly. Now, doing this every single morning, and whenever you want to get really in tune with really who you are capable of becoming, anytime you want to do this, it's going to be a huge benefit to you. If you want to look a little bit more behind the science and the exact step-by-step process, that's available in the downhill skating system, where we go more in-depth into that, really that creation of your player identity. But I wanted to share this with everyone publicly. You can listen to this in the morning, before games, whenever you really want to get in tune with who you are capable of becoming. Like I said, it's really changed my life and a lot of the other people that I work with, so I'm hoping that it's going to do the same for you. Please enjoy Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, the meditation. Close your eyes and take a few deep, slow breaths to relax your mind and body. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Make your breaths long, slow, and steady. Rhythmically inhale and exhale until you move into the present. When you are in the moment, you are entering a world of possibility. Now, there is a powerful intelligence within you that is giving you life, which loves you so much. When your will matches its will, when your mind matches its mind, when your love for life matches its love for you, it always responds. It will move in you and all around you, and you will see evidence in your life as a result of your efforts. To be greater than your environment, to be greater than the conditions in your life, to be greater than the feelings that are memorized in the body, to think greater than the body, to be greater than time, means that you are tugging on the garment of the divine. Your destiny, then, is a reflection of a co-creation with a greater mind. Love yourself enough to do this. Now, you cannot create a new future while holding on to the emotions of the past. What was the emotion that you wanted to unmemorize? Remember what that emotion feels like in your body, and recognize the familiar state of mind that is driven by that emotion. It's time to turn the power within you and introduce yourself to it. And tell it what you want to change about yourself. Begin to admit to it who you have been and what you have been hiding. In your mind, talk to it. Remember that it is real. It already knows you. It doesn't judge you. It only loves. Say to it, universal consciousness within me and all around me, I have been, and I truly want to change from this limited state of being. Now it's time to free the body from the mind, to close the gap between how you appear and who you are, to liberate your energy. Release your body from the familiar emotional bonds which keep you connected to everything, every place, and everyone in your past and present reality. It is the moment to free up your energy. I want you to say the emotion you want to change out loud and liberate it from your body as well as your environment. Say it now. And now it's time to surrender this state of being to a greater mind and ask it to resolve this in a way that is right for you. Can you relinquish control to a greater authority that already has the answers? Surrender to this infinite mind and understand
that this intelligence is absolutely real. It only waits in admiration and in willingness. It only responds when you ask for help. Surrender your limitation to an all-knowing intelligence. Simply open the door, give it up, and let it go completely. Let it take your limitation from you. Infinite mind, I give you my... Take it from me and resolve this emotion into a greater sense of wisdom. Free me from the chains of my past. Now just feel how you would feel if you knew this mind was taking this memorized emotion from you. Now, let's make sure that no thought, no behavior, no habit that causes you to return back to the old self goes unnoticed by you. To make sure, let's become conscious of those unconscious states of mind and body. How did you used to think when you felt that way? What did you say to yourself? What voice did you believe that you no longer want to accept as your reality? Observe those thoughts. Begin to separate yourself from the program. How did you once behave? How did you speak? Become conscious of those unconscious states to such an extent that they would never go unnoticed by you again. To begin to objectify the subjective mind, to begin to observe the program, means you are no longer the program. Awareness is your goal. Remind yourself who you no longer want to be, how you no longer want to think, how you no longer want to behave, how you no longer want to feel. Become familiar with all aspects of the old personality and just observe. With firm intention, make a choice to no longer be that person and let the energy of your decision become a memorable experience. Now it's time to play the change game. I want you to imagine three scenarios in your life where you could start to feel like the old self again. And when you do, I want you to say change out loud. First, imagine that it is morning and you are in the shower. And as you're getting ready for your day, all of a sudden you notice that familiar feeling just starting to come up. And the moment you notice it, you say change. That's right, you change. Because living by that emotion is not loving to you. And it is no use signaling the same genes in the same way. And nerve cells that no longer fire together, no longer wire together. You control that. Next, I want you to see yourself in the middle of the day. You're driving down the road and suddenly that familiar feeling that drives those familiar thoughts starts to come up. And what do? You say, change. That's right, you change. Because the rewards of being healthy and happy are so much more important than returning back to that old self. And by the way, living by that emotion has never been loving to you. And every time you change your state, you know that nerve cells that no longer fire together, no longer wire together. And you no longer turn on the same genes in the same ways. Now I want you to play the change game one more time. I want you to see yourself getting ready for bed, and you're pulling the covers back, and as you start to get into bed, you notice that familiar feeling coming up, which is tempting you to behave as the old personality. What do? You say, change. That's right, because nerve cells that no longer fire together, no longer wire together. Signaling that gene in that way is not loving to you, and nobody and nothing is worth it. You control that. Now, what is the greatest expression of yourself that you can be? How would a great person think and act? How would such an individual live? How would he or she love? What does greatness feel like? I want you to move into a state of being. It is time to change your energy and broadcast a whole new electromagnetic signature. When you change your energy, you experience change, and let that experience produce an elevated emotion so that your body begins to emotionally believe that the future you is already living now. Allow yourself to turn on new genes in new ways. Signal the body emotionally ahead of the actual event. Allow yourself to fall in love with the new ideal. Open your heart and begin to recondition your body to a new mind. Move into a state of being, a new state of being. How would you feel if you were this person? You can't get up as the same person who sat down. You have to feel so much gratitude that your body begins to change ahead of the actual event and accept that the new ideal is already you. Become it. To be empowered, to be free, to be unlimited, to be creative, to be genius, to be divine, that is who you are. Once you feel this way, memorize this feeling. Remember this feeling. This is who you really are. Now, let it go and release it into the field for a moment. Just let it go. Now, like those piano players who changed their brains and the finger exercisers who changed their bodies, let's do it again. Can you create your new self out of nothing one more time? Let's fire and wire a new mind and recondition the body to a new emotion. Become familiar with a new state of mind and body. What is the greatest expression of yourself? Allow yourself to begin to think like this ideal again. What would you say to yourself? How would you walk? How would you breathe? How would you move? How would you live? And what would you feel? Allow yourself to emotionally feel like this new self, so much so that you begin to move into a new state of being. It is time to change your energy again, and remember what it feels like to be this person. Expand your heart. Who do you want to be when you open your eyes?
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.